Today, together with my assistant, I will present you a RGBCW bulb flashing guide, including Wi-Fi SMD module with a cheap soldering iron. We will flash OpenBeacon to WB2L-M1 from BK7231N, i.e., equivalent to older WB2L with BK7231T, so that you can free the LED lamp from the cloud and connect it to Home Assistant. Everything will be shown step by step so that you can repeat our actions. I recommend watching the whole movie. But here's a short teaser showing the most interesting part. This film is somewhat complementary to the topics. Bulb LED Wi-Fi RGBCW Tuya, Interior, Programming, BK7231N. New Smart Wi-Fi Bulb P3 RGBCW CB2L plus BP5758, Firmware Change. Also, check out other topics about related products. Light Switch from USA, GoSun Smart Switch SW5A V2.1. BK7231T, Garden Double Relay Tuya, CCWFIO232PK, BK7231T programming and many other topics, not only mine, from the department Insides of Devices. It's worth getting to know the Home Assistant tutorial. Tutorial Home Assistant, Configuration, Wi-Fi, MQTT, Zigbee, Tasmota. Let's not forget about Tasmota. This firmware is my inspiration when creating OpenBeacon, as well as EG. OpenBeacon is compatible with Tasmota through Tasmota device groups, ESP8266 and Tasmota, controlling the Wi-Fi relay step by step. As a supplement to the video, I will add that pairing with Home Assistant can be done either by our HA Discovery or by hand with auto-generated YAML code. You do not need to manually set the pins anymore on the JavaScript web panel. Launch web application button. The second web panel. There is an online database of devices that is always downloaded from the network. So if you already know the device, you just select the name from the list and you can automatically set its configuration. OBK already supports the base protocol DDP. That is, you can run RGB animations on these lamps. Links mentioned in the video. OpenBeacon, HID Download Pi, BK Writer 1.60, Ready Builds for various platforms, BK7231T, BK7231N. XR809, W800, W801, T34, BL602 to download. Tuya Cloud Cutter, an alternative way to upload firmware without soldering wires, but only for supported devices. And remember that the contest, present your own construction or send an article and receive a 64GB SD card. It also applies to topics placed in IoT devices section. This is our first video on UT. I apologize in advance for the shortcomings. I am aware of them. It was really hard to manipulate the soldering iron with the stand in front of me, so I'm glad something came out of it anyway. Also, the way to remove the LED board was unfortunate. Normally, I grab the base to the vise and pry with two hands / two screwdrivers, but how to do it in front of the camera? To my assistant for the audio, small help with processing, corrections and testing, and to @TechExpert for technical support with the video, noise reduction, etc.